Crime and Punishment on the Frontier, Part 2, on this moment of Indiana history. Before resorting to railway robbery, the Reno Gang had fomented lawlessness across southern Indiana since the 1850s. Mounting fear and indignation among the citizenry led to the formation of the Jackson County Vigilance Committee, known as the Scarlet Mask Society for their chosen disguise. Vigilantes, or regulars, were a ubiquitous element of pioneer justice, operating in response to a perceived need for law enforcement beyond the scope of the official system. When a failed train heist on July 9, 1868, led to the arrest of six Reno gangsters, a notorious chapter of vigilante justice ensued. On July 20th, three of the apprehended criminals were being transported when their train was stopped by a scarlet-masked mob who seized the prisoners and lynched them nearby. 5 days later, the three remaining outlaws met with the same fate. While only months earlier the Reno Gang had terrorized southern Indiana, by December 1868, the vigilante's own reign of terror was well established, with law enforcement officials powerless to stem the scarlet tide. Late December 11th, an unmarked train carrying several hundred vigilantes arrived at New Albany. They broke into the jail where three Reno brothers and an associate had been incarcerated and hung them in the stairway. No one was ever charged with the murders. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit, presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.